The Art of Living a Life You Love, Chapter 3. Pay attention to how your choices feel. The thoughts we think and the words we speak create our reality. Louise L. Hay. Have you ever wondered why some people attract success and other people don't? Do you ever wonder why some people attract what they love and others attract what they fear? Do you know why some people are full of excitement and energy and why so many others are filled with doubt and fear and are tired all the time? Choices are what make the difference. Living a life you love depends on your choices. Every day of our lives, we are faced with choices to make about what to think, what to focus on, what to believe, and what to do. I've learned that it's important to pay attention to how our choices make us feel. When we pay attention to how we feel about our choices, our feelings allow us to decide if we want to make a better choice. When I say a better choice, I mean one that feels good to us, a choice that feels like it's right for who we are now. Good choices reflect how we most want to live our life. Our feelings can help us know if our choices are right for us. Every choice we make is a cause set in motion. By noticing how our choices feel, we can decide when we want to make a different choice, and then just do it. Where are your choices taking you? What we choose to believe, to think, to say, to do, and to put off doing all contribute to the reality we are living. We are the sum total of all of the choices that we make in our lives. We create our own version of reality with our choices. The choices we make stack up and take us in a particular direction. Some choices are more critical than others because they define who you believe yourself to be. Your choices can define who you are, control what you can do, and also who you can become. Your choices can become habits that cause you to feel miserable and like a failure, or they can lead you to feelings of accomplishment, happiness, and success. Choices can be made consciously or unconsciously. We are always making choices. Even the choice not to make a choice is a choice. If we want to be able to love our life, we must take responsibility for the choices we make. How do your choices make you feel? Do they make you feel good? Ask yourself, am I living more by habit or choice? And am I paying attention to how my choices are making me feel? Our feelings about our choices can help us know instantly whether they will move us toward what we want or away from it. By paying attention to how we feel, we can decide which choices we want to keep making and where we need to make better choices. What are you planting in your mind? In his classic personal development program, The Strangest Secret, Earl Nightingale talks about the fact that we become what we think about. He says that we can compare the human mind with a fertile piece of land. A farmer can choose to plant anything he wants, but what he plants is what will grow. If the farmer plants corn, he'll get corn. If the farmer plants flowers, he'll get flowers. If the farmer plants watermelons, that's what will come up. And if he plants nothing in particular, there's a good chance he'll get weeds. Our minds are like a garden. What we plant in our mind is what we become and the cause of what we attract into our life. Positive or negative, success or failure, we become what we think about. It is up to us to pay attention to our choices and therefore to what we allow to grow in our mind. Do you know what you want to grow in your mind? If you're unsure what you want, you can make a choice and see how it feels. If you make a choice and dislike the results of that choice, you have learned something that can help you make a better choice next time. Each choice we make will either make us feel good or bad. If it feels bad, we can make a different choice. Each choice can help us know what we need to do next in order to feel good about how we're living our life. Are there weeds in your garden? Some people seem to think a positive attitude means that you say, "There are no weeds in my garden." What I have discovered is it means looking for the opportunity in the challenges that come up in your life. Thinking positively means that when you see weeds in your garden, you pull them out. Being positive also means knowing what you want and making choices that will move you toward what you want. Please remember these important points. A positive attitude is never about pretending that life is perfect. When you make the choice to think positively, you make the choice to see things as they are, not better than they are or worse than they are, and then you can begin to see them as they can be. A positive outlook allows you to see the situation and then think creatively about ways to make it better. Life becomes exciting and fun when you begin to notice and appreciate the benefits and everything that happens in your life. A positive attitude creates a hopeful way of looking at life. A positive attitude means you know you will become the kind of person you really want to be. You can make choices to learn, to grow, to enjoy living life, and to give in your own special ways. Your choices can benefit other people and help make the world a better and more joyful place to live. Your emotions are your guidance system. Our emotions can tell us whether we are moving toward or away from what we want. The chart that follows is based on the scale of emotions in the Abraham Hicks book, Ask and It Is Given. The emotions listed range from joy to depression. The emotions at the top are those such as joy, appreciation, gratitude, love, and optimism. The lower end of the chart shows emotions such as frustration, revenge, anger, despair, and fear. I've learned that by paying attention to our feelings, we can notice when we're headed in the wrong direction and begin to guide our thoughts back toward feeling good. When you're feeling the emotions on the top part of the chart, you are allowing source energy to flow to you and allowing good things to be given to you. When you're feeling the emotions toward the bottom of the chart, you are pinching off your connection to source energy and are in what is called a state of resistance. The chart shows the various levels of emotions ranging from feeling wonderful to feeling awful. The better you're feeling, the more you're in alignment with what you want. In order to get what you want, you must allow it to be given to you. When you're in alignment, you feel worthy to receive what you desire. Feelings are like magnets. Your feelings determine what you attract into your life. Negative feelings are like magnets that attract unwanted things into your life. A positive attitude sends out vibrations that will attract positive, joyful, and exciting things into your life. Feelings are signals from our inner being letting us know whether our choices are taking us toward or away from what we want. Over the years, many wise people have reminded us of this same basic truth about the power of our thoughts. It is one area where there seems to be complete agreement. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "A man is what he thinks about all day long." Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor, said, "A man's life is what his thoughts make of it." Wayne Dyer says, "What you think about expands." Inspiring author and teacher Louise Hay says, "Every thought we think is creating our future." Life coach Cheryl Richardson says, "Our thoughts are like magnets. They shape our life." All of these people are in agreement with what Earl Nightingale teaches us in his audio recordings. We become what we think about. Our dominant thoughts create our future. The thoughts we choose to think are like magnets attracting into our lives what we think about. The more feeling, good or bad, we attach to our thoughts, the more magnetic our thoughts become. A negative attitude repels positive thoughts and attracts negative people, events, and experiences. A positive attitude attracts positive people, events, and experiences. When you focus your attention on unwanted things, that is what you attract. When you keep your mind focused on what you want, your positive energy helps attract it to you. A positive mental attitude can help you have a chance to do, be, or have what you want. By keeping your focus positive, you'll make choices and take actions that help create the outcomes you desire. Extremely strong feelings can make it hard to remember that feelings are coming from how we choose to think about the situation. But our feelings do come from our thoughts. Some feelings are so strong they seem to control us. This happens to me at times, but because I know my feelings come from my thoughts, I know that if I can make a choice to think differently, I will begin to feel differently. It's up to me. Victim or creator, it's your choice. Who gets the credit or blame for the results you get in your life? Does someone else get the blame when things go badly for you? For example, would you blame your teacher for a bad grade on a test? When you blame others, you're giving them control of your life. Feeling controlled by external sources or chance makes you feel like a victim instead of a creator. I used to make excuses and blame others for the results I was getting, but I never liked the way it made me feel. For example, I used to blame my husband for making me feel like giving up on exercise. He wanted me to run faster and work out harder, and that made me feel like giving up. Blaming him for my lack of exercise only made me feel bad about myself. Now I know that if it's to be, it's up to me. There seem to be two main types of people: those who think of themselves as victims and blame others for the results they get, and those who take responsibility for their thoughts and choices. Which are you? Do you believe you're a victim? Or do you believe you create your own reality with your choices and actions? We all have the ability to choose what we think about, how we behave, whether to take action, whether to keep learning and growing, what goals to pursue, how to spend time, how to spend money, what to eat, what to wear, and how to treat people. By living your life as you always have, it will be impossible to create a new and better reality for yourself. It's when we stop focusing on our personal history that we can create our life as we most want it to be. Do you know people who make the choice to think of themselves as victims? Are you one of them? Do you know people who are willing to live a life of misery rather than take responsibility for what they choose to think? Are you one of those people? Why do people make the choices they make instead of deciding to take responsibility for what they're doing every day of their lives? Perhaps it's because they've never learned that taking responsibility for your choices expands your freedom of choice. It's hard to believe anyone would choose to think like a victim instead of taking responsibility for the results they're creating, but it does happen. Taking responsibility for your choices, even the unconscious ones, gives you the ability to begin making conscious choices that move you in the direction of a life you want to live. Although it may be a bitter pill to swallow, accepting that the choices you have made created your current reality, and these choices may have led to your unhappiness, the alternative is much worse. By taking responsibility for the choices you make, you're able to notice when your choices are taking you away from what you want. By paying attention to your feelings, you will know what choices will get you the results you like. You can make new choices, better choices that take you in the direction you do want to go. Until you face the fact that you create your own reality with the choices you make, you will be controlled by the choices of other people. You will continue to believe that you can't do anything to make your life better. We are given the power of choice, but it is up to us to use it. Who do you feel is in control of your life? Do you believe that you have control? Do you believe that other people have control? Do you think life is a matter of luck or chance? The truth is that many aspects of life are a combination of control and chance. But taking responsibility for your choices makes you feel good because it helps you feel more control over your own life. Making a choice to live your life in a victim mentality will never help you live a life you love. Never. If you refuse to take responsibility for the choices you make in the present moments of your life, you will be making a choice to let other people have control of how you live your life. Is that how you want to live your life? Do you want to let the events of your past control you? Even though it's impossible to change things that have already taken place, whether they were a choice you made or not, it is possible to change the choices you make. You can make a choice to forgive and to let go of any feelings of anger, resentment, blame, or shame you may still be feeling. Making a choice to forgive and let go of anger, resentment, blame, and/or shame is a great gift you can give yourself. When you let go of those feelings, you're free to live with joy. By noticing your feelings, you can work through them instead of ignoring them or pretending that you feel fine when you feel sad, lonely, fearful, resentful, or angry. Communicating your feelings, especially in writing, can be very helpful. If you have feelings you need to express right now, please skip ahead to Chapter 6, where you'll find what is called a total truth letter. We can expand our freedom of choice. We always have a choice about how we live our lives. We always have the power of choice. Even if your choices are made by others in some ways, you still have the choice to focus on the choices you do have the ability to control. As a child, your parents, daycare providers, or teachers usually make choices for you. As a teenager, you still have many choices being made for you by your parents and teachers, but you can make a choice to take responsibility for the choices you do make and the results you create. The more responsibility you take for your actions, the more choices you'll get to make. The people in your life will begin to see that you know you are accountable for your behavior. Seeing you take responsibility for your choices will help them believe they can trust you to make good ones. But if you decide to rebel and you make choices that get you into trouble, the responsible people in your life will decide that you need them to make wise choices for you. Taking responsibility for your choices helps to expand your freedom. Every person, from young to old, has the ability to expand their freedom of choice by taking responsibility for their actions and learning from the results of their choices. The exciting thing is that it's up to us. We can always decide at any age to take more responsibility for our choices and by doing so, expand our freedom. Make the choice to feel good about yourself. Do you realize that how you feel is actually a choice? We can choose to focus on things that make us feel good, or we can choose to think about things that make us feel bad. Because how we think is a choice, how we feel is a choice as well. Why choose to feel bad when you can shift your focus to things that make you feel good? Do you feel good about being you? If not, why? Feeling bad about being yourself can never help you in any way. If there is something you feel bad about, you must do one of two things. If it's something you can change, then begin to change it. Just knowing that you're beginning to create the change will make you feel better about yourself. If it's something that you can't change, your height, your skin color, your nationality, your family, your personal history, or mistakes you've made, then you must let it go. Trying to change things you can't change just drives you crazy and keeps you feeling weak and powerless. Accepting the things you're unable to change is part of life. Next time you find yourself feeling bad about a choice you made, remind yourself to learn from the bad choice When you learn from your choice, you can make a better choice the next time. Feeling good or bad about yourself is a choice too. If you choose to focus on all the things you like about yourself and that you do well, you'll feel good. Types of choices you can make. To make the most of what you have to offer the world. To become all you can be. To love the work you do. To be of service and give what you can. To be grateful and appreciate all of the people, places, and fun things you have in your life. To love yourself and your life. Genie to Aladdin. Be yourself. The person we really want to love us and accept us the most is ourself. All of the things we do to feel loved and accepted by others, we really do so we will feel we're lovable and that it's okay to feel good about being who we are. We want to feel good, loved, and accepted. That's why sometimes it seems so hard to be yourself, as the genie in Disney's Aladdin told Aladdin when he was trying to be Prince Ali to impress Princess Jasmine. We are sometimes afraid that if people see who we really are, they won't love us. But the only way to be loved is to make choices that help us feel good about being who we are. If you're trying to be like someone else in order to make someone fall in love with you and it works, it's really not you they're in love with. It's a make-believe person you're trying to be in order to please them. As Aladdin found out in the movie, by being himself, he was someone the princess could love. She wanted someone who was real and cared about her, not some phony, rich, self-absorbed prince who just thought of her as a trophy. Be true to yourself and feel good. Living a life you love means living a life of integrity. This means making the choice to be honest with yourself, and it means being true to yourself. While I still think that it's important to be true to the people I love, I know now that my first loyalty must be to be true to myself. If you have to go against your own beliefs, values, and needs in order to be true to someone else, you will never be able to be truly happy. Being faithful to your family, your friends, your employer, or anyone else at the price of being unfaithful to yourself, to your spirit, will cost you the love, joy, and success you most desire. By being true to yourself, you will attract like-minded people and great opportunities into your life. You do this by recognizing how you feel when you make choices. Take the time to get to know yourself enough to understand what is right for you. 2 + 2 = 4. Wayne Dyer tells a story about the differences in a psychotic, a neurotic, and a normal person. He says that if you ask a psychotic person, what's 2 + 2, because they're out of touch with reality, they're likely to say any number, perhaps 1,000, or 250, or 25, or 14, or maybe even 7. If you ask a normal person what's 2 + 2, they'll answer 2 + 2 = 4. But if you ask a neurotic person what's 2 + 2, they know 2 + 2 = 4, but they'll say something like 2 + 2 = 4. But why does it always have to be 4? It's so boring. Why can't it be 5 or 50 or 75 once in a while? I can't stand it always being 4. Neurotic people upset themselves because they can't change the unchangeable in life. Hearing that story reminds me to let go of the desire to change things that are impossible for me to change and take action to change the things I can and want to change. How do you feel about 2 + 2 = 4 situations in your life? Do you drive yourself crazy trying to change the people in your life, or the weather, or the traffic? I used to spend time trying to change people in my life for their own good. What I have learned is that people absolutely can change, but they have to want to change and have strong enough reasons to do so. For example, my mom and one of my sisters were smokers for a very long time. I used to try to get them to see why they should stop smoking for their own health and the health of the people who shared their environments with them. My mom used to tell me that unless I stopped trying to get her to stop smoking, she would just stop coming to visit me. My sister just said she didn't want to quit and she didn't want to hear about it from me. My mom eventually decided on her own that she wanted to be smoke-free because her doctor told her it was damaging her heart. I wish she had done it sooner, but she had to do it when the time was right for her to make that choice. Feeling good about your life means that you focus on doing the things that are most important to you. It also means accepting that other people have their own perspectives and paradigms that guide them in making their own choices. Focus on your own choices. Trying to change other people or trying to change how they feel about you are activities in what is called your circle of concern. Even though it would be great to have that kind of influence on them, you can never force anyone to change. I remember feeling depressed at times during my teens and early 20s, and when I think back to those times, I recall wanting to change things I couldn't. For example, I remember wanting to be able to make people like me, love me, or want to spend time with me. At the time, I was willing to change myself to be more like them in order to be accepted. But later, I realized that it's being who I'm meant to be that makes me attractive to the people I most enjoy having in my life. While this is true, it's common to hear people say that they married someone because they thought they could change them. Even if you could change other people, if you want to change someone, it means you love them conditionally rather than in a pure, unconditional way. Feeling in love can be such an intoxicating feeling that you want to believe you can make the other person feel as you do. But the only thing that is in your control is taking responsibility for the choices you make, and this causes you to feel happier and be more attractive as yourself. Our circles of concern, influence, and control. In his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey describes what he calls our circle of concern and our circle of influence. As you can see in the chart, our circle of concern is much larger than our circle of influence. At the heart of it all is our ability to make choices, and we do that in our circle of control. The small black circle in the middle represents the areas of your life that you're able to control. This circle includes the choices you make, the actions you take, your attitude, your behavior, your thoughts, your emotions, and your personal development. It is called our circle of control because these are the things that are within our control. By focusing your energy and attention on what you can control, your circle of influence can expand and you'll begin to be able to influence people and things over which you had no influence in the past. By focusing on what is in your circle of control, you become a better role model, person, friend, and a more positive influence in the lives of people who are part of your life. Focusing on your circle of control also helps you feel happier. Your circle of concern. The larger white outer circle in the chart represents your circle of concern. This area includes all of the things that concern you, most of which you are unable to influence, much less control. Things like the behavior, attitude, actions, and choices of other people. They may be of great concern to you, or just mild concern to you, but either way, they're outside of your circle of control. What other people do, think, believe, feel, and say are all things we can't control. What we do have control of is our own thinking, which controls our feelings and our behavior. Think for a minute about how hard it can be to change yourself, even when you want to change a certain habit, belief, or behavior. Now think about how much harder it would be to try to change anyone else. The important thing is that we can change ourselves, but we have to want to change enough to develop new habits, new behaviors, and new ways of thinking. I remember someone telling me when I was about 18 years old that people can't change. I'm thankful that I never believed that was true. What I know now is that people can change if they want to change. I know this because I've changed in ways that I have wanted to change. Trying to change things in your circle of concern can wear you out and leave you feeling like you have no control over anything that happens in your life. If you focus your energy and attention mainly in your circle of concern, you will feel like a victim of the choices that other people make, of the weather, the economy, or even the time of year. When you're focused on trying to change other people, you're in your circle of concern. For example, when you say to yourself that if only they would change, your life would be better, you're focused on victim thinking. Why? Because you're waiting for someone else to change in order for your life to get better. Whether you're focused on the behavior or choices of someone else or the state of the economy, you're focused on what concerns you rather than on what you can control. Thinking about things you have no control over can be very frustrating, so why keep trying to change the unchangeable? The more you persist in trying to change things that are outside of your circle of control, the more frustrated and unhappy you'll feel. The gray circle in the chart is what Stephen Covey calls your circle of influence. You can sometimes influence the outcomes you get in this area by the choices you make for yourself or other people. When you focus your attention and energy on your circle of control, your circle of influence can continue. Areas we can control. The list that follows has some of the main areas in which we can make the decision to take responsibility for our choices. Thoughts, actions, focus, behavior, being honest, beliefs, questions, self-talk, goals, talking, listening, learning. We can pay attention to where our choices are taking us in each of these areas. Then we can decide if we want to make new choices regarding the thoughts we think, our actions, where to focus our attention, and our behavior, such as our facial expressions, the way we sit, stand, walk, or talk. Feel good by focusing on your circle of control. As I've said, if you focus your energy and attention on what is in your circle of control, your circle of influence, the gray circle in the chart on page 68, will begin to grow. By making choices that improve your life, such as your education, your health, your relationships, or your communication, your life can keep getting better. Another plus is that as people see you taking more responsibility for the choices you make regarding your own behavior, attitude, focus, and actions, they begin to see you in a new way. As people begin to see you in new ways, they begin to treat you differently, talk to you with more respect, and to ask for your help, advice, or ideas. They see you as strong, confident, and productive. They can also begin to see you as a good role model. I can tell you from experience, it feels great to focus energy and attention on the things you can do something about, the things that are in your circle of control. Psychologists have found that people who feel depressed almost always feel they have no control over their situation. The less control they feel they have, the more depressed they feel. Any of us can feel we have no control over our lives if we focus our attention on the things in our circle of concern. It's no surprise that you'll feel helpless and out of control if you focus on trying to change things such as other people's behavior, actions, choices, or things like the weather or the economy. Choosing to focus on what you can control helps you feel good. It helps you feel happy and can inspire you to take action. Reframing helps you feel better. Another way you can use your power of choice to feel better is to look at situations from a different perspective. You can consciously choose to reframe situations in your life. To reframe, you ask yourself some empowering questions about what has happened. For example, If you get laid off from your job, you could reframe the way you see the situation so that you think of it as an opportunity to find a better job. If your boyfriend or girlfriend breaks up with you and you feel like your world has ended, you can reframe the situation and think that there is someone better for you, and now you're free to meet them. Some people seem to be really good at reframing things in a positive way, and other people have a tendency to frame things in ways that cause them to feel even more upset. For example, when I was told by a friend of mine that she needed to change our plans and get together at a later date, at first I felt disappointed and let down. I felt better right away once I remembered that I could reframe the situation. I asked myself what was good about the change and began to notice that it was giving me more time to get some projects done at work and spend more time with my family. I also realized that by seeing my friend later, it would give me more time to look forward to our visit and plan what I wanted to bring with me to show her. It amazed me how quickly I began to feel good about the situation just by framing it in a better way. How you decide to frame things is up to you. You have a choice. You can look for the good in any situation, or you can choose to see only what is bad about it. If you want to be happy, it's very helpful to reframe any of the upsetting situations in your life. You can always make a choice to see the good in the situation. If you look for the good, you'll find it. By making a choice to see what's good, you'll also empower yourself to take action. Framing things in ways that make you feel bad keeps you stuck in negative emotions and prevents you from taking positive action. And once you get good at reframing things in your own life, you can begin to help others reframe situations in their life, too. People who can help you see what's good about things are great to have in your life. I know from experience because I have some family members and friends who are great at reframing, and I am so glad that they always remind me to see things in a way that makes me feel better. Better choices create better results. Trying to make perfect choices can keep you from doing anything at all. Making better choices is easy and can work for all of us. If you think you have to make the perfect choice, it can cause you to put off taking action or trying to do something. I've heard it said that perfection equals paralysis. Whenever I have tried to make a perfect choice, it has kept me from moving forward at all. There is a book that helped me learn how to make better choices. The book is called Yes or No, and it was written by Spencer Johnson. Every choice you make is a learning experience. When you make a choice, notice your results. Did your choice get you what you wanted? If not, what would be a better choice to make next time? If you focus on what you'll do next time, that is what you'll remember. Learn from your choices. As a teenager and as an adult, you're expected to know how to make good choices. But if you never had a chance to learn how as a teenager, you need to learn how to make better choices as an adult. Every choice we make is an opportunity to learn. I've found that making better choices begins with paying attention. Following are three questions you can ask yourself to help you learn from your choices. 1. What results did I get from making this choice? 2. How did this choice make me feel? 3. What choice do I want to make next time? Making the choice to focus your attention on what you learned from your decision feels good. It also feels good to remember what you want to do next time. For too many years of my life, I used to focus on what I did wrong and feel so badly about it that I would repeat the same mistake again the next time. Thinking about what I did wrong with great emotional intensity caused me to repeat the same behavior. What works better for me is to focus on what I learned and then think only of what I want to do or say the next time. Do you focus on what you did wrong or on what you want to do next time? You can decide to remember what you want to do next time. It may sound too simple or it may sound too hard to do, But what you think about is what you'll remember to do. Try it and see for yourself. Dr. Phil says, when you choose the behavior, you choose the consequences. Whether we want to admit it or not, we are accountable for the choices that we make. Every choice we make stacks up and becomes part of our future. To feel good about the life we're living, we need to make choices consciously instead of making them unconsciously or letting others make them for us. It's important to learn and remember that whether you make a choice or not, you're making a choice. It's impossible to escape the fact that we're making choices all the time. Some are small and seem insignificant. Others we know will make a big difference in how our life turns out. All of our choices matter because they create our life. It's up to each one of us to pay attention to the choices we make and to learn from the results. Paying attention is what helps us make better decisions and get better results. How are you using your power of choice? Are you using your power of choice consciously or unconsciously? Are you making choices that are taking you toward what you want? Or are your choices taking you in the wrong direction, away from what you want? What kind of choices are you making? For example, how do you choose to spend your time? What do you choose to buy with your money? Do you choose to save money, invest money, or do you choose to spend it as fast or faster than you earn it? Do you feel good about where your choices are taking you? All of us need to answer this question on a regular basis. It's easy to forget that our choices are stacking up and taking us either closer to or farther away from the things that we want. Take a few minutes to write in your journal about some of your choices by answering the following questions. 1. What choices help me feel proud of myself? 2. What choices help me enjoy my life every day? 3. What choices help me accomplish my goals and dreams? 4. Are there any choices that are taking me away from what I want? If yes, what are they? 5. What choices will take me toward what I want? After you finish writing about the choices you have been making and the results you've been getting, you'll be aware of choices that will get you better results. If you've made choices that you feel badly about, learn from them. Feeling bad about choices you've already made is a waste of your time, energy, and emotions. Feel good about what you learned and remember what you want to do. Expanding your freedom of choice is a great feeling. By taking responsibility for your choices, you can feel good about yourself, your life, your relationships, and your results in all areas. The power of choice is yours to use. When you notice how your choices feel, learn from the results you get, and remember what you want to do, your freedom of choice expands. Feeling good about yourself is within your control. Notice what you think, say, and do. Notice the results you create. To feel good about yourself, pay attention to how your choices feel and keep making better choices. By focusing your energy and attention on making better choices, you can have fun learning and feel good about how you're living your life. In the next chapter, we'll talk about why it's important to make the choice to ask and answer empowering questions.